The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Today, when you're listening to the episode, you're going to hear a woman confess that she was unfaithful to her husband. And the thing is, obviously, the whole confession is crazy. When you hear it, it's heavy, but he would have never known. She told him that she cheated. So there's a lot to this confession. There's a lot to the story.
There's a lot to unpack.
There is. And the fact that they are still trying to work things out is why this is completely different than any conversation we've had like this.
Dude, that hurts. And because women, every guy knows women cheat. They cheat. It's hard. It's hard for men. I feel bad. My heart goes.
It's hard to recover from it.
Yeah, dude.
I mean, I even go as far to ask her, did you have sexy time with him?
Oh.
Like I said, it's a lot. Okay, so let's start listening to the episode now. You know, normally my husband DJ Automatic is the Grinch. And now all of a sudden, there's Christmas decor all over our Casa House. Welcome to Wednesday. Good morning. Halfway to the weekend. I'm Dana Cortez.
I did a little shopping. DJ Automatic.
Nice. I go by Anthony A.
We're the Dana Cortez Show. So we were out, and I don't know why. Otto comes up to me. We're shopping for a table.
Yeah.
And he has this giant Snoopy in his hand. I'm talking half his size. This man is 6 foot. And Snoopy's holding Woodstock, and he's got a Santa hat on. He's got jingle holly bells. And he said, we're taking this home.
There you go.
I had to have it, dude.
There you go, dude.
It was the cutest Snoopy ever. And then I'm walking, and then I see a huge Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer also. Dang, so I'm like, you know what? We're doubling down on it.
Are you trying to win the neighborhood decorating contest? What are you
doing? These are in the house.
These are fluffy, stuffed, in the house, ginormous toys. We get home. This is Halloween day. We get home. He puts them out by the fireplace. And our daughter, Asthmatic, says, it ain't Christmas.
Nope. And now I've moved the pumpkins inside. And now they're known as Christmas gourds. Okay.
Oh,
they're no longer pumpkins anymore. They're Christmas gourds.
And the reason we can get away with that is because we never actually carved them.
be sure to follow DJ Automatic on Pinterest now, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh my gosh, I don't even have a Pinterest. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
Oh, we'll kick it off with National Sandwich Day.
I love sandwiches because I don't eat bread anymore. When I eat a sandwich, it tastes so good to me.
I wish I could eat all my sandwiches without the crusty ends.
That's immature. Favorite sandwich?
Oh man, give me a good turkey and Swiss, baby.
Dana? Bacon, you know I love a bacon. BLT
baby girl. All day. Give me the Cubano.
Check this out. It's National Cliche Day.
Oh. What?
Yeah, like
there's a lot of different cliches, but the one that I use a lot that probably shouldn't be used this much, but I use it with Automatic. Who woke up on the wrong side of the bed?
Oh, no.
You! I do that. I use that one a lot.
Do you know what one reminds me of you? There's no time like the present. You always say that.
I always say, hey,
but the one that bothers me. Better safe than sorry.
Oh,
you never get anywhere in life being safe. So why do people say that?
But you know what, Automatic? At the end of the day.
We use that all the time.
Everyone uses it. If you pay attention to people talking, everyone says it. No, but at the end of the day.
But wait a minute. If you don't pay attention, it's a great way for them to think you are. You can say, at the end of the day, I agree with you. Hey, what are you talking about?
True. The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
One call, 1 minute, no judgment. It's time for one confession right now. Tap in on the phone lines. This is the one that we got earlier.
Really big confession. I was not faithful, so I'm basically making up for it last year.
How are you making up for it? So obviously he forgave you, correct?
It looks like he is still trying to forgive me. Basically, how do I know that I should really just think about asking him whether or not if you actually forgive me? Or how do I know if he's taking all these things that he would want me to do to gain his trust back? How do I know if it's going too far?
You think he might be taking advantage of the situation because he wants you to feel guilty about what you did, and he doesn't even want the relationship. He just wants to make you feel bad.
Yeah, it's going down to where I'm permanently hired at my job where I'm at. Now I got moved to a different building, and where I work now, it's mostly, I work with males most of the time now.
Right.
It was really bad. because he called me during my break, and I'm talking to another male, and he heard the male voice in the background. And to make up for what I did last year, he made me pass the phone to the coworker, and he asked the coworker so many questions about, are you really just a coworker? Is there anything going on?
First of all, that's very embarrassing. I understand exactly what you're saying when someone yells at you or says something to you or questions you in front of your coworkers.
Well, she cheated.
I understand that. But if you can't handle it, if you really can't forgive, then you got to let her go because she can't pay for it for the rest of her life.
No, you're right. That's what I was going to say. I kind of feel like your relationship might be past the point of no return.
Or you sit down with him and you tell him, look, I love you, but either you're going to get over this and really forgive me, or we have to separate and move on, because that is like torture. He's making you pay for something that you did a long time ago that you've committed to not doing again. And in my opinion, that's not right. It's just as bad as the indiscretion.
Yeah. No, yeah. I have a question for you. Did you cheat with somebody at work?
No. I felt alone, so I reached out to someone that I just went to high school with.
I get it. You just were feeling alone. You weren't feeling loved, and you felt like he was being mean to you, and you just made a mistake. I don't ever condone cheating. It's wrong. I'm glad that you guys are trying to work things out. You obviously have children. This is a serious situation. This isn't high school. This is real life here. Not that high school is not real life, but you know what I mean. You guys are grown. You have a family. But that being said, I do believe people deserve second chances, men and women. But you can't continue to pay for something that you did a very long time ago. He's either going to have to get past it, or you're going to drive yourself crazy trying to
I think
make
you just
got to
give him the ultimatum. You got to say, either we're going to move on from this
but
point.
But not like that.
No, but I know, but you have to tell him. Either we're going to move on from this point, and, you know, obviously you're never going to forget this, and you're going to be upset about it forever, but you're going to either forgive me, and we're going to move on, or we're just not going to be together anymore.
Are you prepared to leave him?
I feel like I've been wanting to for, like, maybe the past few months. Ever since I got hired, he's been more distant and he's been more jealous.
Well, don't leave. Don't leave as a challenge because you don't want to
And then, yeah, you don't want to put your kids through that, first of all.
Yeah, you don't want to take a step that you're really not prepared, you know, to take. But I would have definitely the conversation with him. Now, I know this is personal, but I want to ask you, did you sleep with this man? Did y'all have sexy time?
Yes, I did sleep with the other guy.
All right. How long ago was it?
It was last year.
Once again, I want to reiterate, I don't condone cheating. But if you decide to forgive your partner, that means you start fresh. You can't hold it over their head. And if you can't get past it, then it might be time to move on. It's not good for you. It's not good for your partner. And it's most definitely not good for your children.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Does soaking the pan or the dishes really help? Does it make it easier later to do the dishes? Or is it a con? Are you just being lazy? There's an entire scientific study that's been done. I'm going to share the results with you right now in case you missed it, DJ Automatic.
So somebody's going to get rich from Facebook changing its name to Meta. You know, it's the name of the Mark Zuckerberg's company now, which is like Instagram,
Facebook,
WhatsApp.
Well, not everybody might know that, though. But yeah, he started a new company, Meta, to be the umbrella company of all those apps.
So listen to this. 2 months ago, a small company filed for the trademark name Meta for its computer and software company. Facebook didn't do the research, and they already have the rights to it. So the two guys that own the company say they'll sell it to him for $20 million.
So you mean to tell me Facebook didn't do any fact-checking?
Yes.
Surprising, right?
Surprise.
Not surprised at all.
$20 million mistake. But they said they'll sell it to him.
I don't think they're charging enough.
I know.
He's already come out said, I'm going to do Meta, M-E-T-A. I would charge him triple that.
I mean, at this point, he just looks foolish if he doesn't do it.
Yeah, but for him, that's like 10 cents.
I'm kind of cheap. I'd be like, hey, just verify my account, dude. All right, y'all, in case you missed it, the homies at PETA are calling out the MLB, Major League Baseball, and they're asking them to drop the term bullpen, which is, of course, the area where the pitchers warm up and wait before entering the game. PETA is now asking them to use the term arm barn because that is a little bit more friendly to our animal friends.
Hold on.
Oh, these people have too much time.
There's no animal in the bullpen, nothing. No animals being harmed, yet they're attacking the name This makes no sense.
These people sit around all day and think of this stuff. Think about that. How much time do you have on your hands to sit around and be like, you know what? I don't like the name bullpen anymore.
They're not talking about the leather being used, the gloves, the cows being slaughtered. It's just the name of bullpen that they're upset over. What is wrong with these people?
I'm trying to think of a joke, but this might go down looking.
You don't need to tell a joke.
The joke is arm bar. That's the joke.
Find your favorite pitcher in the arm bar now.
Okay, so in case you missed it, if you're anything like me, you probably soak your dishes once in a while. If you're being lazy, a little iguana. But it doesn't help.
What do you mean it doesn't help?
Hold on. The professor of food and science technology at Ohio State, his name is Melvin Pascal, says that water soaking is good for separating sugary or floury substances from pans. But charred foods need to be washed immediately once the pan cools and scrubbed with vinegar or baking soda. So if you're soaking the burnt pan, it does not help.
I don't buy that. I know it helps. Soaking pans for my entire life.
Because you're lazy. You told me that you soaked pans, and for a year in college, you ended up throwing them all away because nobody ever did the dishes.
Yeah, dude, you might be the worst representative for soaked pans.
Dishes piled up a mile high.
But I'm just saying, I know as an expert in soaking pans
that
it does work. No, it works. When I put a pan in there and I try to scrub it the first time without soaking it, it's really hard to get it off. If I soak it for a while, I can just scrape it right off.
It depends on what it is. Like I said, this is a scientific study. And by the way, the professor says never soak wood or cast iron. Do the dishes immediately. Dawn in vinegar in one of those scrubbing brushes that you can put liquid in and squirt the liquid out as you scrub. It will cut through anything. Dawn in vinegar is your best friend.
I'm taking Dana's advice, dude. She's a professional mom. She's been at it a long time. Now you're a DJ.
And I'm Mexicana. I don't even use the dishwasher. Oh. Trust me. Trust me.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I hear people say over and over again, I don't care about award shows. Oh, you don't care about the AMAs. Wait till I tell you who's hosting. She is going to draw a crowd. Hey, it's time for the Daily Dirt. The best gossip, Anthony A. Famous people's birthdays before I share these stories.
We have reality star Jocelyn Hernandez celebrating her birthday. Rapper Nav celebrating his birthday. And Devin Booker's lady, Kendall Jenner, celebrating her birthday.
Hey, now she's Devin Booker's lady. Huh? She's not a supermodel, highest paid model in the world. That's Devin Booker's queen.
Until she hits a jump shot. She hits a step back, you know what I'm saying? Fame in the bubble.
Then I guess she's Devin Booker's lady. All right, let's talk about Childish Gambino, a.k.a. Donald Glover. That's his real name, and that's his producer name. Atlanta is one of the best shows on television, and it's finally returning.
Yes.
Season 3, December 2020 is coming. Why is it taking this long? He was negotiating his contract. He's like, I want more money.
What does Donald Glover not do?
Jump shots. All right, and then let's talk about Carol Baskin suing Netflix. She says that all this new promo for Tiger King 2 is just old footage of her, and she doesn't want them using it. She would have never signed on the dotted line had she known that it was going to portray her in a negative way as a villain.
Come on, Karen. I don't know what's called a Karen. She's acting like a Karen.
Just call her Karen. Karen Baskin. I don't think she's going to win this case, by the way.
She already beat the case about her husband. Oh. She might just beat this one, too.
You might be right. All right, and then Cardi B is hosting the AMAs Sunday, November 21st.
Cardi B! Thank you, Jesus. Yo, I gotta do this.
Woo! This is going to be interesting. I haven't cared about an award show because they're boring. They're just blah. Cardi B is going to hype it up. And yeah. I know some people love her or hate her, but
I don't know that
her.
She's actually going to make it to the award show. You don't think she'll get canceled before that? You don't think the AMAs are going to have a bunch of blowback for
you
some of the things that she said?
You can't cancel someone that doesn't care.
Don't get it twisted either. Cardi B was a reality star first. Like, she gets to bring back that personality and bring back some exciting razzle-dazzle to these award shows that we've been missing.
Yeah.
Well, if she can host her award show, then Kevin Hart can host the Oscars.
I agree.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Been a few days, but you still hung over from all that Halloween candy? What if I told you there's a breakfast staple that can help you get over the hangover and actually burn calories?
Oh,
that's what I got inside Food News. It's hottest hashtags on your Wednesday. The Dana Cortez Show is on. Hello, I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Young Grammar Error.
You know all these businesses are having trouble finding people to work for them?
Yeah.
McDonald's is like, hey, we just won't hire anybody. They have entered a strategic partnership with IBM to automate drive-through lanes. IBM will acquire McD Tech Labs, The financial terms of the deal have not been disclosed, but this is happening.
Damn.
So next time
you're just going to be talking to a computer when you order
talking
McDonald's
to now? Or punching in. I don't know. I don't know how it's going to work, but no more people.
It was wild. I was leaving the comedy club the other night and literally went to a couple chain restaurants, Taco Bell, McDonald's, Whataburger, all closed at midnight due to staff shortages, too.
So they found an answer.
Does it bother you that we're going to have to talk to a computer instead of talking to somebody?
I talk to the computer anyway. I'm on my phone right now looking at all the content.
As long as that computer can fix the McFlurry machine, I'm good. As long as everything's up and running, I'm good. That's all
I can we get
about.
An ice cream? Yes, okay. And then in food news, if you're still suffering from a candy hangover, there's a breakfast staple that can help you feel better and burn fat. Coffee. Coffee is a mood enhancer, improves your mental and physical performance. You will burn fat and you increase your metabolic rate by 3 to 13%. So if you've been snacking on that candy and you feel sluggish and you feel like you've gained a couple of pounds, you probably have. Have a cup of Joe, and you'll feel better about Joe Self. All right, National Day.
I don't know if I'm buying that because I drink a lot of coffee, and I'm not.
You can't drink the coffee with a donut. Okay.
Oh, Dana Cortez, why did you point at me when you did the Joe Yourself? I love that. That was funny, dude. That was funny. But yes, National Day. We'll kick it off with National Cliche Day.
Cliche. Sleeping on the wrong side of the bed.
Don't cry over spilled milk.
All that glitters isn't gold.
Time heals all. Not always the case, right? A diamond in a rough may be one thing. But yo, it's also
the best of all. You didn't even say it. At the end of the day.
At the end of the day.
I do feel it's National Housewives Day. And it's also National Sandwich Day. I feel like this is a trap.
Let's
see you work away your way around that one. Come on.
Oh, okay, dude. Why can you never trust a sandwich, DJ Automatic?
Why can't you ever trust a sandwich, Anthony?
Because they're full of bologna. Oh.
Hey,
at least you didn't offend the house moms, okay?
Let me tell you something right now. I don't care what anybody says. I like a good bologna sandwich. Ooh. Call me hood. Call me, you know, whatever you want to call me.
But you gotta burn it on both sides.
Burn it. You fry it. You don't burn it.
You got to get a little burnt.
Toast your bread. Put some just good old-fashioned American cheese on top. Lettuce, tomato.
I do my prison style. Just cheese, mustard, bologna. That's it. Just boom. I'm locked up.
You haven't even been in prison.
Keeps me humble. I've been in jail. I've been in county for 4 days, dude. So, you know, it kept me, you know what I'm saying? Don't eat your food on your way out,
dog. You learned that recipe in 4 days.
4 days, huh?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
This story is a lot. Let me break it down for you. A wife gave birth to her husband's child from sperm doctors took from him after he died.
What the fuck?
They took the sperm from a corpse. So do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes. How?
Okay. Well, this guy's name is Alex Chumpy Pullen, and his partner, Elodie, was very upset, obviously, when her husband died spearfishing in Australia. So doctors said if we remove his sperm within 36 hours of the death, it should be good.
So that was the first thing she thought of? Like, her husband's dead?
They had been trying to have a baby for a year. They'd gone through in vitro fertilization, everything. She was in the middle of taking all these meds. She called his parents to consult them. She called her mom. Everybody said, do it. She did it. And she just gave birth to a baby girl.
Oh, at least there's a happy ending.
Yes. Dang. And she said, I feel like this is an extension, obviously, of him, but that this was meant to be because we tried to get pregnant for so long, and I finally did.
Is that part of being an organ donor? Is that part of
he donated more than organs.
That's what I'll do. Hey, I'll donate all of mine.
Not only can a doctor help you have a baby before or after you die, they can now tell you what the size of your manhood is just by looking at your hands.
Ooh, no more lying, man. No more lying.
A doctor on TikTok actually went viral for sharing this study. It's a scientific formula called the 2-digit to 4-digit ratio. He says that if a dude's index finger is shorter than his ring finger, so if his pointer finger is shorter than his ring finger, it equates to a larger, we'll just say, package. Seems like short index fingers point to higher testosterone levels, which means you're less endowed.
Gotcha. This is the most factual thing to come out of TikTok I've ever heard of. This is
what TikTok doctors are doing. I know every guy right now is looking at his hands right now. So if your ring finger is bigger
than your
index finger, that means that you are a well-endowed man.
Whoa, man.
Not every man is looking at their hand. Every woman is looking at their man's hand. That's what's happening right now.
So guys, when she's looking at your ring finger now, it's not to see if you're married. It's to see what your package.
Speaking of marriage, would you give up $1 million for love?
Well, tough question.
This Japanese princess did. Princess Maiku, I hope I'm saying her name right, gave up her royal status of nobility and over 100 million yen, which equates to $1.3 million.
What?
She's now marrying a commoner, and they are going to leave the royal family, move to New York, and live as normal U.S. citizens.
She gave up her tiara and all her money so she can see Pizza Rat. Seriously? No!
Dog.
No!
Imagine your lady being able to be like, yo, I gave up $1 million for you, but you can't take out the trash.
No, or how about I gave up being a princess for you? How about that?
You'll never live it down.
And they lived happily ever after.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
It's November 3rd here on the Dana Cortez Show with me, Dana Cortez, DJ Automatic, and Anthony A. And it's time for Music Facts. DJ Automatic, let's get it started.
In today's birthdays, we got Ella May celebrating.
We should have thrown on my cover.
No, we shouldn't have. All right, next we're going to 1990 because today in 1990, Vanilla Ice hits number one with Ice Ice Baby.
I know a lot of people make fun of that song, but it kind of goes hard, huh?
I mean, it's definitely a classic. It's not going anywhere. I mean, it's been around now for, you know, 30 years, and it's a staple in the pop music world. And next, we'll go to 1992, when Whitney Houston releases her biggest record, I Will Always Love You. And I will always love you. So it was originally released, written, and sung by Dolly Parton in 1973, and it did hit number one on the country charts, but Whitney's was a little bit bigger because it spent 14 weeks at number one and went number one in almost every single country in the world.
Nobody has a voice like Whitney Houston. Nobody ever will. This song is a classic forever.
Whitney did win two Grammys, one for Record of the Year and Best Pop Vocal Performance. Today in 1998, Britney Spears releases her first single, Baby One More Time. So this record got set off by the video. Off this single alone, Britney Spears ended up selling 25 million worldwide.
All because of a schoolgirl uniform. Think about how many people were watching that video. And I know some people were young, but there were some older people watching that video that should not have been watching it the way they were.
We're going to stay inside 1998 because on this day, Juvenile releases 400 Degrees, which features the hip-hop classic Back That Thing Up. Girl, you know. The album sold more than 6 million off of this single right here, but it never broke the top 40 on the Hot 100.
I think that that's so insane because, you know, at this stage, hip-hop had not become the popular music it is today. It was still being held back by program directors, but the streets wanted this one. And I don't care where you are in the world, when this song goes on, the club or the house or the wherever you are goes off.
Exactly. And last, today in 2001, Mary J. Blige hits number one for the first time on the Billboard Hot 100 with Family Affair. This record was not intended for Mary J. Blige. Dr. Dre, the producer of this record, was going to give it to Rakim because Rakim was one of his new artists at that time.
I can't even imagine anyone else taking on this project besides Mary J. Blige. With that hateration, the dancery, she came up with all kinds of words. And that Dr. Dre beat just really enhanced everything that people love about the queen of hip-hop soul.
I don't know if you know what a jam session is, but that's just playing music.
Just kind of freestyle, having fun.
Yes, and they came up with that beat, and then he was, I'm going to give it to Rakim. But then when they really sat down with the record, they thought, you know what, this record could be bigger. We need a superstar on it, and that's why they grabbed Mary J. Blige and put her on it.
And the rest is history.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Oftentimes, this part of the Dana Cortez Show, we like to talk to the homies. But this right here, this is for my homies. How do you forgive your girlfriend for cheating on you? Oh, let's talk about this right now. That's why we need two dudes.
One studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show. And today we're breaking down our one confession where the homegirl called in and let us know that she confessed to her man that she did step out on him. And that it was after a year after the fact, right?
Yeah, he had already been a year and she told him, hey, I'm sorry I cheated on you.
And he was still pressing her. As a matter of fact, one time he called her while she was at work overheard a coworker in the background and started asking her who he was. What's his deal? Is he only a coworker? Is he only your friend? Automatic has a man. Oh, have you been cheated on, dog?
Oh yeah, I've been cheated on. I was. I think I'm not positive, but I think I was the guy that had the girlfriend that was cheating on him the whole time and didn't know.
The whole time?
Yeah, like I'm not. To this day, I don't know.
Dang.
But
you don't even know if you were the side dude.
I feel like I was the side dude at this point.
Dog, I've had that too, where I thought this girl was my girlfriend the whole time. Come to find out this dude already had an engagement ring for her.
She was everybody's girlfriend.
That why and you were silent, homie. Yeah. Think about it. That was a little bar right there, I felt like. But automatic number one step to forgiving your girlfriend is accepting what happened, accepting the reality within yourself.
I'm never going to be able to accept it. I'm sorry.
No. Okay. No, this is for the man who's trying to work through it.
Yeah, I know, but I don't think I can work through it. I don't think I have the mental capacity nor the heart to let it go.
Damn, bro. And I think also the male ego don't let you do it.
No, and that's what it is. I'm sorry. My ego is going to be broken, and I'm never going to not remember that.
It cuts us deep, ladies. I still remember the girl in middle school who busted a Mac with my friend instead of me, dude. That hurt my heart, bro. I even bought her a little teddy bear and everything.
You think you can forgive?
I couldn't. I would like to say I could. That's why we can't even continue with this list. Listen here. We're sensitive fellas, okay? We're sensitive creatures. All right? Don't matter who's in my phone. If you go to lunch with your coworker, I might have to break up. I'm just kidding. Homies, let us know if you ever forgive your girl for cheating like this man is trying to do, and when is the time to walk away? If you're asking her if her coworker is some random person, it's time to call it quits.
Oh, come on. You're killing yourself, bro.
Don't even cheat. Just be open and honest. That's what we're going to leave it on right now. Because at the end of the day...
Listened from earlier to get that one.
All right. Have a beautiful Wednesday. The Dana Cortez Show loves you.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Okay. So obviously there's a lot going on in what we talked about today, but I've had so many people hit me up about the dishwashing thing. I refuse to use the dishwasher. I can't do it. And my daughter, Ava Maddock, used to complain. I can't believe it. We don't like it. So now she revealed to me, she's like, I go to my friends' houses and they use the dishwasher. All the glasses are dirty. Oh. The bowls are dirty. They're never right. And they're like, just rinse it out. She's like, ew. I'm not a dishwasher person.
Neither am I because one, I don't do dishes. But two is because we never had a dishwasher growing up.
You were the dishwasher,
I was
right?
The dishwasher.
We had a dishwasher growing up, and my stepdad was very big on once you finish your food, you rinse it off right away before you put
it in the dishwasher. And you have to put it in the dishwasher.
Before you even put it in the dishwasher. So I wonder if a lot of your daughter's friends skip that step.
Probably. You probably let the dishes sit crusty in the sink and stuff. Ugh. I don't know if is it a Mexican thing, you think? Like, I just don't use the dishwasher. It doesn't clean the dishes.
Every Mexican woman I've dated or like my friend's moms, none of them use the dishwasher.
What about white girls?
I never dated any white girls.
All right, here's more of the podcast now.